let's just not start off in a negative mood, I tell you.
I know this guy from somewhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jay.
Love your show, Jay.
It's really great to listen to you.
And I appreciate what you do on the radio.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart. Some headlines from around the world. Haaretz is reporting that the Indian commandos did storm the Mumbai Chabad Center. Heavy gunfire, blast heard. I just watched some of the video. It was pretty dramatic. And, you know, can I just say a word about Haaretz.com? Man, they also carry, they carry CNN footage, and it is dubbed in Hebrew, but they also have closed captioning for the hearing impaired in the little corner, and I thought that was very wonderful to see. So I wonder what, you know, the Al-Qaeda, they're wondering whether an analysis is, and I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but an analysis, they're asking, is Al-Qaeda behind the Mumbai terror attacks? And yesterday when I spoke of this, I said this was an unusual soft target attack. And a guy took that to mean that I meant that there had never been soft attacks. And I really didn't say that exactly. What I was trying to say, ham-handedly, I think, was this. This is unusual because it was so well coordinated, because it went out all over the city, because it was simultaneously timed almost. This more, at least from everything I've heard, that it was all timed to go off at about the same time. And then they perniciously dug into each area. And instead of just blowing things up and killing themselves, these guys dug in and took hostages and created an entire situation. And apparently the Indian police, and maybe any police, short of those maybe more, although they deal with a fair amount of terrorism. I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do. This is like a terrible, terrible situation. I mean, they think they have freed some citizens from the Taj Mahal Palace. The Oberoi is apparently freer than it's been. So that's all good news. But this is very, very frightening, I think. In terms of the way that the world will now, it's never going to be the same, really. It's just never going to be the same. Another headline you're going to want to keep an eye on, one of my new favorite sites is Politico. In the last couple of years or so, I think those guys are marvelous. I still read the Washington Post, too, where many of them come from, but I really like it. Now, the same day that Barack Obama announced that Larry Summers would go to the top White House economics advisor, he said he would resign as the part-time managing director of one of the nation's largest and most successful hedge funds, which is D.E. Shaw and Company. Now, they would not say exactly what he had done for his 2 years of work for the $36 billion hedge fund, nor how much he had been paid. You know, and I think Barack Obama's doing a pretty good job in the clarity front. I think he needs to be, everybody's got to pony up. I mean, they're I don't know if you looked at their questionnaire, but I think it would take a saint to pass. I looked at it and I thought, I'd probably get disqualified by age 25 because I had a somewhat, I don't think it's a secret. I'm in recovery, and my past is a little checkered. I didn't do anything really terrible, but, you know, there's some stuff that I don't even want my mother, who's passed away, to know. 303-713-7600, and I just don't know how he's going to find anybody in Washington. I mean, it's like, for example, Tom Daschle's wife has been a lobbyist, so I think we're going to have a little tough time being so squeaky clean as that. And I'm a little mad at Obama anyway, because he said that he didn't want a girly dog. And he described a girl. He should have watched the dog show yesterday. Pedro and I have a Thanksgiving tradition. He actually likes to watch dog shows. At least I think he does. He reacts to them. He likes them. And when the terriers came on, we applauded. And he gives paws up. I actually like the fact that the pointer won, though. The pointer was really quite cool. The pointer was great. And I like John Hurley from, you know, Seinfeld days and from all those days. I really like him. So I like watching him do that. And I love dogs, and I love dog shows. So if I were you and I were looking for a last-minute gift, I'd go to the pound. Go to the pound. Go get a dog. That could be a really great way to spend your Black Friday. Go get a dog. I'm going to send a picture of my dog with a recording of him barking to the Obama campaign if he keeps up calling them girly dogs. Who does he think lives in his house? A bunch of girls. Hello? All right. Now, we're doing Bad Song Friday. And the reason that we're doing that is in honor of the Fort Lupton judge who sentences people who violate noise regulations to listen to crummy songs for an hour. Now, me, you're lucky I'm not a judge, because I'd probably make you listen to it for three. But we've been playing crummy songs the whole time this morning, and we're going to continue in that tradition. Because I hate Elvis, Neil Diamond. Mike hates things like Culture Club, which I'm happy to join him in hating. What else? You played Comma Chameleon this morning. We played Cher in honor of Pat and Littleton. So I want to know what songs would make you run screaming from the room. And we're keeping our eye on world events. And coming up in the show, we're going to be talking to Jamal Rahman of an interfaith ministry up here. He also does an interfaith radio show with a rabbi and a Christian minister. And he, you know, he is a one of our cherished members of the interfaith community here. And, I think it's really important to talk about some of the issues that are, you know, sort of roiling underneath the surface. We heard from some folks yesterday who want to, you know, spark up, hey, Muslims, it's all Muslims' fault. It's Muslims creepy, Muslims bad, Muslims ugly, Muslims smite them, Muslims, you know, and I got to tell you something. I think those ships have sailed. I think bigotry and racism has gone out of fashion in the United States of America. You know, thank God Almighty we're free at last. We have a new president. We have an electorate that's apparently decided to move on from the 12th century. And we, you know, we're going to, or whenever, I think hating people of a different race or color is stupid at any time, but, and ignorant. But we all have our prejudices. I said yesterday, and let me find the email. I said yesterday that I was going to have to work really hard on liking pinheaded right-wing Republicans, as you can tell from the pinhead. And I do have to work really hard because some of them are just obnoxious and odious and mean. So Jim wrote back and said, I just remembered something else I was going to mention. You said something about learning to love right-wing Republicans, and it brought to mind the notion that we probably wouldn't have accomplished what we did recently if it weren't for W pushing us to the brink. So thanks for making it all possible, George. Sometimes it takes a village. Sometimes it just takes a village idiot. By the way, he loves Silkies, so he's a smart guy. He loves the breed. My dog happens to be a Silkie. So, but, you know, he's right. If it hadn't been for George W. being so inept, so ham-handed, so criminal, so irresponsible, so, I think Cheney was terrifying. I think Cheney and David, it's like I don't want to remember his name. I just want to see him frog marched off to jail. And if George Bush pardons half the people that I'm afraid he's going to pardon, we're never going to be, you know, I'm sorry, Cheney may be involved in kickbacks. You know, I'm sorry. I really believe that man is evil. All this stuff started with those energy meetings, those secret energy meetings. So I believe that, you know, I believe that there is some reckoning to be had. I just am not sure we should start right off the bat with that. 303-713-7600. And look for Fox News today to be going. Every other word will be Muslims, terrorists, Muslims. Oh, my God. Muslims, 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 Muslims. Did I mention Muslims? Did I mention Muslims, ick, Muslims? Did I mention Muslims? Did I mention Muslims, awful Muslims, Muslims, awful Muslims? They'll be doing this. They'll be doing this. See, homicide bomber hits Shiite mocks. See, they just, it's a suicide bomber. And it's a homicide bomber, too, actually. It's true. But they use words deliberately in order to incite hate and separation rather than understanding. And I heard Deepak Chopra talking about some of these issues, and we'll talk about that in the next hour when we're meeting with Jamal Rahman as well. So if you want to get serious this hour, we can, but we're going to continue playing silly songs as well. I'm wondering what you're going to be shopping for on this Black Friday, what you're going to be doing. We're kind of having an all-everything-goes Friday, so you can bring up anything that you like. We will have a couple of guests to guide us in a direction of, you know, what's going on in our world today, because we have several different kinds of attacks in various areas around our universe that we probably need to pay attention to. Even though I am tempted sometimes, even though I'm in the news business and I'm absolutely possessed by current events, sometimes I want to plug my ears and sing. So we'll sing, and unfortunately we're going to sing crummy songs. Like, I can't hear the one you're playing now. Are you really playing Coco Cabana? You are, aren't you? You know, you got to feel for Bette Midler. She had to listen to him. I know he's a nice guy. I know he's a good band guy, but I love Bette Midler, but can you imagine having to listen to Barry Manilow every night? No, no, no. 303-713-7600. This is the Aaron Hart version of the J. Marvin Show. Stand by for traffic. Progressive traffic, that is. What is progressive traffic? Ha, never mind. I won't make a joke in case anything bad happens. Todd Parker will be joining us momentarily with that, and then we'll be back with more crummy songs coming. Copacabana!
His name was Rico. He wore a diamond. He was escorted to his chair. He saw Lola dancing there, and when she finished...
I'm sailing away.
I don't even... Thankfully, I can't even remember who this is by. Oh, God, it is. Okay, now I know who it is. Because Mike just whispered it to me. I always turn it off when I hear the first note. I so agree with you, Evan and Longmont. Oh, my God. Stick. Oh, fine, except my ears hurt.
Oh, I know. Isn't that just terrible?
It's awful.
But, you know what, South Park actually does a version of it that's one of my favorite songs. I laughed till I cried when I heard it the first time.
South Park, I have not caught that episode, but I'm going to try to find it immediately.
It's on their CD, and okay. Cartman sings it, and it's hysterical.
Oh, no! Yeah. Cartman sings it?
Yes, and it's absolutely hysterical.
Perfect. I hate Cartman. Well, everyone loves to hate Cartman, of course.
Oh, yeah.
He's fabulous.
Yeah.
The best villain ever.
Yes, absolutely.
I tell you, I dream of interviewing those guys. I tell you, when I get a full-time show back, that's the first guest I'm going after. Is to say, thank you for being from Colorado. Thank you for making me laugh. Thank you. And I got to corrupt my nephews with them, too. My sister wouldn't let me. She goes, you can't tell them you like South Park yet. And I'm like, oh, come on. And they finally grew up enough where she said, you can tell them. I went, okay, great. And we watched everything. We had a South Park marathon.
Good enough.
Yeah.
Good enough.
Hey, I figured if I had to listen to Barney the Dinosaur, South Park is fair game.
Yep. Well, I'm pulling into work. I got to go. Happy holiday.
Dude, enjoy. Happy holiday. Okay, it's the day after Thanksgiving. That is Mike's song. Joe, I know you called a while back, and I'm sorry I didn't get to you. I didn't have my chat screen up because I was surfing the news. I apologize. 303-713-7600. This is the J. Marvin Show. The headlines on Fox are thoroughly depressing. Homicide bomber strikes mosque, kills 9. Ugh. Iraqi PM8s, agreement reached in U.S. PAC. That's the good news. The bad news is, according to Rachel Maddow, we've never seen a version in English. Great! That's good. Wonder what snuck in there. Al-Qaeda leader, U.S. gains in Iraq are temporary. Fiery crash, kills 7. That's from the SUV in Colorado. And 4 killed in a blast near the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan. Okay, I've read enough. I'm going back to bad songs. Sometimes I feel like that. And we are going to be serious today. We are going to talk about worthy topics, too, because I have to do that as a responsible talk show host. Well, I don't have to. I want to. I choose to. But you know what? I don't want to yet. It's too early. 303-713-7600. Do you have a song you absolutely hate? That Styx song is really bad. I'm serious. I hear the first notes of that song. It's like, and poor Neil Diamond can't get a word out. You know? Song, gone. Everybody hates you. You know, I can't listen to it. I really can't. And, you know, I'm probably going to, you know, whenever I do a show like this, because I'm Irish, I think, I'm going to get smite somehow. Something's going to happen. No. It's okay to laugh, right? Personally, I think, you know, you should wake up a little angry and a little feisty in the morning, you know, again. 303-713-7600. I think John Stewart said that, and I was like, oh, my God, that's what I think. It's like, you got to get fired up every day. And it's like, true, because if you really think about it, the world is a pretty scary place. All right, so early birds, are you scoring? Are you out there shopping? Or are you like me and going to work? Are you like are you like Evan and I, and you're working today, you know? So what are you doing? What are you working at, and what song do you hate having in your head? Because I got to tell you something. It really is a scary year. It is. It's a scary year. So, and at the same time, it's a wonderful year because we have a new president of the United States who speaks naturally in complete sentences, who Roger Cohen of New York Times, thank you. He is a scholar. He is a constitutional law professor who will understand how not to violate the Constitution of the United States, who will restore its tattered shreds. Scotch tape them, duct tape them, do whatever you need to do to put it back together. Thank goodness we have a new president, you know, and we have hope. We have hope. We have prospects for the first time, in my opinion, in 8 years. And you know what? This wilderness kind of horror started when Ronald Reagan was elected in 1980 and went, I hate the government, don't you? I hate the government, don't you? You know what was the logical outcome of that? It was brought up last night in CNN. It wasn't quite brought up in this way. But when I watched that woman who went down to St. Bernard's Parish, I think an anger started in America when we saw those people on top of rooftops in New Orleans. We went, we're not going to drown a city. This is awful. And we did this. We did this with racism against African Americans who didn't get as good a city as they should have gotten in terms of the Army Corps of Engineers and federal spending. You know, we looked at those people standing up on top of rooftops and going, help, 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 help. That was a big wake-up call to America. A, that George W. Bush really, truly was, if you hadn't figured it out already with the Iraq War, which you really should have figured it out, that A, there were no weapons of mass destruction. B, they wanted to run a war just to make money. And to take control of oil. That's what they wanted to do. You know, at first I was thinking it was also strategic, but you know what? It was really all about dollars and cents. It really, really was. And the hell of it is, we're going to end up broke because of their lack of foresight, their lack of intelligence, their lack of understanding of a big global picture. They don't understand the world. And I am so glad they are gone. Going, going, gone. Bye-bye. See ya. I'm looking forward. I'm not going to be one of the 5 million people in Washington unless I'm working. But if I'm working, I will be there. I actually have a secret couch I could lounge on. But again, see crowds, hate them. Unless I'm working, and then I don't notice them. John in Denver, welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. How are you doing this morning?
I'm pretty swell. I'm weaving in the news, but to tell you the truth, I could talk about shopping and bad songs all morning.
Well, thanks for putting the Obama plug in there. I needed to hear that, you know.
You know, so glad he's president. Are you just, I forget sometimes. I wake up in the morning and I see his face on television. I go, and he's the president-elect.
Yeah, and, you know, the amazing thing is he's probably more knowledgeable about constitutional law than most of our Supreme Court justices.
Than
really.
Any president we've had.
Yeah, so, you know, he is going to be just a huge changer in this government, in this society, and I'm just in this world, and I'm looking so forward to it.
Me too. I just am. I am looking so forward to it. I really love the way, you know, carefully, methodically, he didn't come right out and hot dog it. He took his time. You know, he's got the calmness. He's got a centeredness that I really admire and respect. I'm more from the Rahm Emanuel school of being, you know. I'm kind of hot under the collar. But he is so calm and so together and so cool. You know, go ahead.
And those who say that he's not a statesman, I mean, that came
please.
From the right wing. This man is more of a statesman than any president we have seen, Clinton included. He is a true statesman.
Well, I'm not sure he's quite there yet, but I think he has the potential of being a statesman. And I definitely think he's well on his way to being a transformative president. I mean, you know, Rachel Maddow makes a joke that it's the Obama bump in the stock market. But really, the markets go up because he's making smart decisions.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's just, every time I look at him, and I you know, and I don't think the liberal, I think all this stuff about the liberal bogs are mad at him. Everybody's, that's not, I don't think it's necessarily true. I tried to book Fire Dog Lake today, but apparently we got our wires crossed because there's a confusion about being on today. But you know what? It's like, I don't think the blogosphere is out there going, oh, no, we hate this, we hate that. Because they're looking at it and going, thank goodness we're back. You know, you're going to have to take some Clintonistas on board. What, you want to bring people in who are totally new to try to figure out Washington overnight when we've got this kind of crisis going on everywhere?
Well, and also, there's always going to be a critic. There will always be a critic.
Of course, of course.
My battery's dying, so I just want to say real quick.
What song do you hate?
Janis Joplin, I loathe her. I despise her.
You hate Janis Joplin? Now I know how the people who hate me for hating Elvis feel. You hate Janis Joplin?
You know what? Voted the ugliest man in Texas. never wrote a single song herself. You know? I just can't handle
her whale.
Voice.
Oh, that whale. Oh, man, come on.
If you can find Summertime, put it on. Find a chalkboard, patch it, make it the same thing, you know.
Okay, well, we're going to have to.
Bag.
That's the first one I've disagreed with, all right? So, all right. I'm not so fond of her Summertime rendition, but her other songs, Give Me a Little Piece of Your Heart, come on.
No, she's fingernails on a chalkboard to me.
Okay. Have a fun.
Thanks, Rachel.
I'm glad you hung in until your battery died, John. Thank you. I'm Aaron Hart on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Hates Janis Joplin? How could that be possible? Okay, here it is. Like I said, this isn't my favorite version of this song, but I don't hate her. The woman's got a whale. She's got a heartbreak in her voice. She's better than Elvis. 303-713-7600, but most people are better than Elvis. You know, probably Graceland will rise up and come bite me. 303-713. Oh, now see, how can you not say that's a good... Listen to that whale. So good looking, babe. I'm not going to agree with you, John. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart. Filling in on the Jay Marvin Show, it's Bad Song Friday. What song would you get in your head if you were sentenced for noise violations by that Fort Lupton judge? And we'll talk about anything in the universe you want to talk about, including Obama. Obama. Why, we're free at last. We've got Obama as president. Yes! 303-713-7600. This is the Aaron Hart version of the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Time for Progressive Traffic with Todd Parker. Sing it, Janis. I was just thinking last night, too, when I listened to Christina Aguilera. It's, like, really hard to believe Aguilera and Britney Spears were in the same class of Mouseketeers. You know what I mean? Like, whoa! Oops. Oh, NSYNC. Yeah, those boy bands. You know, I don't think I could even listen to that dead drunk. And I don't drink anymore for years, but still, I don't think... All right, let's go with Rick in on a cell phone. Thanks for joining us, Rick. Welcome, and thank you for joining us on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. This is a privilege. I've looked forward to talking to you for years.
Why, thank you.
I used to listen to you when you were on the radio in Denver, and I just ran across you yesterday, actually, and I really appreciate your attitude.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. I am looking forward to Obama being our president. I wish it could happen today.
You know, a lot of people, columnists all over the place are going, just resign, George. You too, Dick. Get out of the way. Because then Nancy Pelosi would take office, and then she'd cede it, too. But, you know, he deserves a chance to put things together carefully, though, I think.
Yes, he does. I'm really concerned, though. What's this? You mentioned it yesterday when I first started listening to you, and I looked it up on the web. I'm really concerned about this birth certificate thing. What's that all about?
Oh, this is ridiculous. This is actually, I wouldn't be worried about it at all if I were you. Right-wing reactionaries of Clinton. No, he submitted it. Factcheck.org has it. A number of people have it. It's I think it was announced. I read somewhere. I can't remember exactly where. But the Honolulu, I think it's the Star Ledger, announced his birth when he was born. I mean, it's ridiculous. They're trying to pretend, well, no, he wasn't really born in Hawaii because Hawaii wasn't a state yet, or he was born earlier. I don't know what all the conspiracy theories are. Every single lawsuit they've tried to get going on this has been shot down and thrown out of court.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
I hope you're right,
it's ridiculous.
It's going to the Supreme Court. Is that right?
Oh, no, it's ridiculous.
I read it on the Internet yesterday. It's on the docket for sometime in December.
Well, they'll throw it out. You know, I mean,
I can't imagine.
I don't know. Wait, how did it get on the Supreme
Court? I'm scared, Aaron. I'm really
scared.
How
did it get on the Supreme Court? Because it was thrown out the last time I looked.
Well, apparently there's like 90 lawsuits. I look it up on the web. That's what I did.
This is ridiculous.
It's really frightening to me. It's really frightening.
No. This is one of those things that's absolutely stupid. It's one of those things, and it gets perpetrated by right-wing reactionary idiot talk show hosts who want to flog something just to scare people like you and I. But I'm telling you, this is a pig in a poke. This is BS. This is absolutely crazy. Look at go to the LA Times. There is a, on the blog, they have a copy of it right there.
Well, it's the same copy that I saw yesterday. It's all blacked out and things are,
it's weird.
It's not a birth certificate.
No, it is a birth certificate. I'm sorry. Factcheck.org. The truth
That's
about...
What I looked at.
Okay, factcheck.org. He was born... It released a digitally scanned image of his birth certificate to quell speculative charges. Image prompted more blog space claiming we beg to differ. Factcheck.orgs have now seen, touched, examined, and photographed the original birth certificate. We conclude it meets all of the requirements from the State Department proving U.S. citizenship. You know what?
Well,
I'd be in trouble if you had a Honolulu Advertiser, 2008. This has gotten ridiculous. There are plenty of other important things to focus on, like the economy, taxes, energy. They're just trying to distract you. They're just trying to make you crazy over something. No, don't listen to them. Don't listen to them. Don't fall for this. They have done this to us over and over and over again. Judge tosses birth certificate, November 21st, 2008. Tosses birth certificate lawsuit. Tosses it. Threw it out of court.
There are going to the Supreme Court.
No. I can't believe that. Until I see it, I'm not.
Yeah.
No offense. I don't believe it.
Okay. Well,
I don't. I think it's. First of all, it takes
full.
A really, really long. A lawsuit tried to force the state of Hawaii to release a copy. Honolulu ruled that Andy Martin had no standing under state law to obtain it. They confirmed the original birth certificate is on file. Chiomi Fukino has seen it. So, you know what? They're idiots. They're just trying to do this because they can do it. Snopes has disputed it. Everybody's disputed it. They're all
trying to...
No, it's ridiculous. It's insane. I haven't seen anything about... I'm on the first page of Google. I don't see one mention of the Supreme Court. This is Drudge and his minions, wherever they may work, and some of them aren't very far on the dial from here. And they say things like, oh, yeah, because this will bring me listeners. If I create this big scandal, they always have to have... Here's the tip to right-wing reactionary hosts. I'll give you a clue on how to listen to them. They always pick a straw man. They always demonize it. They make it mean. They make it lean. And they argue in such a narrow track that they don't allow for any factual information to come in. This is a tactic. This is how they do it. If you listen to Rush, if you listen to Mike, if you listen to any of them, although Mike may be smarter than Rush, I'm not sure. But what they do is they will argue and they will keep things on a narrow track. They also create enemies and then they pound on the enemy in order to try to drive people to listen to them. Now, you can't fault them. They want to get ratings and some of them are more successful than I am. So I guess that's a good tactic. I can't stand it, so I don't do it. Unless I really don't like something, and then I'm happy to pick on it, you know? I just picked on Greeley's mayor, for an example. I'm picking on right-wing hosts right now who do this to people. Because I can't stand people who lie to people. And I can't stand people who know better, who actually try to promulgate this BS. It's like when Rush went after Colin Powell trying to claim it was a race thing for why he supported him. I can't stand people who are smart enough and should know better, although Rushy's so drugged up, who knows. Or he was. Maybe his brain's damaged. I don't know. But, you know, this kind of thing just makes me so mad that I say intemperate things like that. I just get so upset with people who would actually take people's fears and try to make them worse when they know for a fact they're not telling the truth. Now, people on Fox's morning show are too stupid to breathe, so they can be accepted because they're dumb. Steve Doocy is an idiot. So, you know, I don't know what his brain or how it works. I don't ever want to know how it works. And I'm being really mean here on purpose, Rick. These guys are the equivalent of people who run around selling snake oil and poison people with lead-coated products. That's exactly how I feel about it.
Well, I hope you're right. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
I'm pretty sure I am. I am confident in my – look, for one thing, the guy's a constitutional lawyer. Do you really think he would have run with a fake birth certificate? Do you really think that somebody would not, you know, please? It's ridiculous.
Well, I hope you're right. Some of that evidence looks pretty convincing. That's
like
why.
What evidence? That. Where? What evidence?
Well, I've looked at that thing, and it's all the words are blacked out on it. It's
the
not,
words are blacked out to protect his
privacy.
It doesn't
look like my birth certificate, and probably doesn't look like yours either if you were born in Colorado.
Well, the reality is, let me just explain to you something. I don't have a birth certificate. Mine was lost in a fire, and then the singed copy was flooded in my parents' closet. I've had to reconstruct myself. I had to get... I forget what machination, because when I went to college, I had to get a passport and some other things. And so I had to get a passport in order to prove I'm a U.S. citizen. So if I ran for office, you could make fun of me all day long. I don't even know whether my birth certificate is on file at the state I was born in. So you
really?
Know what? I've never checked. No, and I'm a U.S. citizen. I'm sure, pretty sure everybody knows. I could find witnesses who are there. I could find birth notices in the paper. What are you going to do, claim I'm not a U.S. citizen? Come on, that's ridiculous.
Well, there are people who probably would claim you aren't a U.S. citizen.
Yes, there would be. And you know what? I'd fight them all the way to the Supreme Court confident I'd win.
Well, thank
even
you
without
very
one.
Much.
All right.
Hope you're right. Thank
I
you.
Am. I'm pretty Bye. Sure I am. But thank you, Rick, and thanks for waiting so long to talk to me. I appreciate it. Louise in Denver, welcome, and thank you for joining us on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hello, Aaron.
Good morning.
I would just like to say, and, you know, maybe I'm wrong, but your last caller to me, that was total fake outrage. That man sounds old enough to have some rationale behind his thinking.
Oh, maybe.
You know what? And I have been hit with this also. And I tell these people, how could Obama have come up through the ranks, state senator, U.S. senator, and he's fallen through the cracks all this time? And I tell them, don't tell me about it. Call your senators, call your congressmen, get signs made up, and walk along the 16th Street Mall to express your outrage. And maybe he should come up before Henry Waxman's committee under oath, get the FBI, the CIA to come in. And that, you know, why are you telling me about it? I can't help you. Go to these people.
Yeah.
And that usually just shuts them down. But I think this is just, and, you know, if this man is sincere about his concern, I really feel sorry for him.
Well, he's right. Apparently the challengers are keep going, though. He's actually correct. Unfortunately, Forbes is saying the challenger is Philip Berg, I guess his name is. He's filed a writ of certiorari in the Supreme Court, asking the highest court to review the decision of the U.S. District Court in Pennsylvania. That's the one that dismissed his claims because he lacked standing to bring them. And they say his suit is frivolous and dismissed it. But he's claiming, and I guess they've given him until December 1st to respond. But, you know, I just can't imagine that a man as cool as Obama, as smart as Obama, would ever run for office if he weren't really a citizen of the United States. I think that's ridiculous.
And you know what? He's too honest.
Of course.
He is too darn honest to try to bull. I mean, this is just craziness. But I do feel sorry for that man if he believes every little thing that comes along.
Now Berg claims the writ requires Obama and the DNC to respond by December 1st. I don't know why the DNC would be involved. He's also filed a U.S. District Court under the False Claims Act, claiming Medicaid fraud. He says that He's collecting money illegally. This guy's crazy.
It is. And you know,
he's
and
crazy.
This is just the process our legal system takes. You can go on and on and on.
Oh,
with
you
something.
Can file all sorts of stuff. I once sat on a jury where we decided this woman claimed, get this, this was in New York too, and it took her 7 years to go through the court, and she kept it up. She claimed that a garbage lid blew off her garbage can, that she tripped over it and hurt her ankle, and she was trying to get money out of the city. Mm. We looked at her and we thought, we listened to the garbage man talk. We listened and he goes, yeah, could I have let the lid fall off? Maybe it was, it might have been windy that day. Frankly, I think you should, you know, he was really funny. So you know what we how we ruled? We ruled that conceivably the lid could have come off, but if she tripped over it, she shouldn't get a dime because she should have watched where she was going.
Exactly. Also,
7 years. 7 years. And goodness knows how much she had to pay a lawyer to do that nonsense.
Yeah, some people just will not back down.
Ah.
Also, I've got to tell you, Aaron, John, one of your previous callers just ruined my day. We have a big homeowner's Christmas party every year,
yes.
And the tenants provide the entertainment.
Uh-oh.
And this year we're doing lip syncing. And guess what I am doing?
Oh, no.
Janis Joplin's Summertime.
You're doing Janis
which
Joplin's
I
Summertime?
Love that song. But, you know, and I've got all of her moves down. I've got the big, wide bell bottoms. I've even got the Jack Daniels.
Oh, my. Well, with Jack Daniels, I don't drink anymore. But as I recall, with Jack Daniels, you go, girl.
Yeah, well, of course, I don't drink
no,
either.
I know. I'm
But,
I'm
you
kidding.
Know, just for effect.
Yes.
And I thought, oh, after hearing John, I thought, oh, my God, maybe I should reconsider this.
Oh, no.
I would hate to have everybody run screaming out of the room.
No, know, like, I would never tell an Elvis impersonator not to dine out on Elvis just because I hate him. I'm probably in the distinct minority, but I can't stand Elvis, you know.
No.
It's like people who believe that, you know, the only thing that I like about Elvis is that line in Men in Black where he goes, Elvis is gone home. Elvis is not dead. He's just gone home.
Now,
he's a brother from another planet.
No, I do admit I did like the younger Elvis.
You did?
But his older tunes and his persona and his, you know,
the fat lounge lizard days.
Yes.
He was so high he could barely sing. Yeah, no.
But
see, and maybe that's it. Maybe the addict in me goes, be afraid, be very afraid. I need to stay away from you.
I agree with you.
On the other hand, I like Janis Joplin, and she certainly had her issues.
Yes, absolutely.
Given under Daniel's Jack. Thank you very much, Louise.
You're welcome.
You have fun. Have a great time. It's 303-713-7600. It's Bad Song Friday on the J. Marvin Show. We're also going to get a little serious as we go along. And that birth certificate nonsense, I think, mark my words, it's not the first time I'll be wrong, but I doubt I'm wrong. I will just go out on a limb and say Barack Obama is going to be sworn in as President of the United States on January 20th, 2009. And that will be, he will never be ever knocked out because of a false birth certificate. That's ridiculous. 303-713-7600. I just can't believe how many people would you have to get to lie for you? It's insane. 751. I'm Aaron Hart. This is the Aaron Hart version of the J. Marvin Show. Stand by for Progressive Traffic with Todd Parker. Boo.
Come to my window.
Ugh.
Crawl inside. Wait by the light.
It's always really hard to do Bad Song Friday, because when you do songs that get stuck in your head, it's really sad because then you have songs stuck in your head the rest of the day. Julie in Westminster, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I am well, my friend. You?
Oh, well, I'm just returning from a crazy jump into crazy shopping.
Aha, and how was it? Where did you go? What did you see?
Oh, my daughter drug me to Walmart. It was crazy.
I'll bet.
She wanted a Barbie Jeep, so I stood in the aisles while she wrestled. Get one. and I let her wrestle, and I stood, and then I paid for it.
You were the wingman, the wing woman.
Because I had surgery last week, and it was like, you get the thing, I'll pay for it, okay?
Okay. Yeah, because nobody's going to jostle me right now.
No, because I'd hit him with a cane. So.
Good for you, girl.
But the songs I can't stand, anything hard metal, that kind of stuff. No words. I don't like that kind of music.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But I also like to talk to you about the guy and the birth certificate.
Yes.
I think he's lost it. But I have a girlfriend that's an elector, and she's going to vote on December the 15th for Obama.
Of course.
And what they're doing is they're sending her certified mail telling her to check his birth certificate.
They are not.
Yes, they are. Certified. She's having to sign for it. Her husband, she's picking up, I think she's got 15 letters so far.
This guy's, Bilderberg is crazy.
It is. It's real crazy. And we're laughing about it. We're keeping them so we can put it in a book one day.
Good.
But, you know, I'm African-American, and I was born in the South in, like, 1949.
We only have about a minute left, but I'm going to let you talk the whole time. Go ahead.
Okay, I didn't get a birth certificate, so, you know, but I'm an American citizen.
Of course.
At least he's got a birth certificate.
Now, what's that? Yes, of course, I don't have one either. Mine was lost in a fire, then a flood.
I heard it.
What is your state where you're born in?
I was in North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Right.
See, my whole family's from North Carolina and South Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're people.
All right. We're people. Exactly. Well, happy, happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Thank you so much for calling.
I really appreciate it. Yay, Barbie's Jeeps. And you've got it. Now you're done. 303-713-7600. Coming up, we'll talk to Jamal Rahman about the Muslim faith and about Islam and about all the misconceptions there. I wish I could get a birth certificate guest. This is craziness. I just can't stand it. I really can't. We'll be right back on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Bad songs continue, too.